The head of UN peacekeeping wants as many as 2,000 additional troops in Ivory Coast in the next few weeks to help resolve this political crisis. But incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo says all of the nearly 10,000 UN peacekeepers who are already here must leave because they've lost the confidence of civilians and are interfering in Ivory Coast's internal affairs. Alcide Djedje is Mr. Gbagbo's foreign minister.
L'opération des Nations Unies en Côte d'Ivoire est sortie de son rôle.
Djedje says the United Nations mission in Ivory Coast has deviated from its original role and is now acting in complicity with rebels. Djedje says the Gbagbo government cannot accept that and no longer trusts UN peacekeepers, so they must leave. Some of those peacekeepers are guarding an Abidjan resort hotel that Alassane Ouattara has not left since Ivory Coast's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of November's presidential election. Former rebels who backed Mr. Ouattara are also at the hotel, which Djedje says is a threat to security.
L'armée ivoirienne estime qu'on ne peut pas tolérer qu'il y ait 300 soldats.
Djedje says the military cannot tolerate the presence of 300 heavily armed combatants at a hotel so close to Mr. Gbagbo's residence. He says the blockade of that hotel is a security measure that will be lifted if the former rebels return to positions they control in the north. Mr. Gbagbo agreed to ease that blockade and take part in further negotiations without preconditions following talks with West African heads of state. But the regional alliance says that pledge does not diminish its threat to use force to remove Mr. Gbagbo if he continues to refuse to yield power to Mr. Ouattara. James Baho is the president of the regional ECOWAS alliance.
If there is no joy in exploiting the peaceful situation, then the military objective can also be considered as a tool for a sustainable resolution of the crisis in Côte d'Ivoire.
Baho says West African leaders understand the dangers of mounting such a force, as Mr. Gbagbo controls the national army. But Mr. Ouattara told French television that regional military intervention would not lead to a return to civil war, and he believes West African leaders will use every means, including legitimate force, to remove Mr. Gbagbo. Gbagbo Youth Minister Charles Blaise Goudé told a rally in Abidjan that Mr. Ouattara is mistaken if he believes foreign troops are coming to Ivory Coast to make him president. Goudé says no army, no matter how powerful, can come to Ivory Coast to remove Laurent Gbagbo and install Mr. Ouattara as president. Not in Abidjan, he says. Gbagbo supporters will never accept that. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abidjan.